Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Better a conqueror than a casualty. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Ephesians 6:13. The Christian is confronted daily with an all-too-familiar struggle, the struggle against the world, the flesh, and the devil. And without proper protection, he would quickly find himself a casualty rather than a conqueror. In Ephesians 6:10-17, Paul provides a checklist of spiritual armor. Check to see that yours is in place as H.C.G. Moll itemizes each piece. Walk with H.C.G. Moll, an English preacher and educator. The soldier of faith appears before us made strong for a victory which is impossible, except by his relation to his Lord. He is safe because he is spiritually right with Christ in God-given truth and righteousness, because he is sure of Christ beneath his feet as the equipment of the gospel of peace for his own soul, because he finds Christ the mighty shield against the fiery volley when he follows him in faith, because he covers his head in the day of battle with Christ as his salvation, because Christ speaks through the word of God and so makes himself his servant's sword to cut the accuser down, because prayer in the Spirit grasps him and holds him fast. Yes, here, to the last hour of our conflict and our siege, and here only lies our victory. It is Christ himself, not the armor alone. It is all-sufficient Lord whom the believer stands safely behind. Today's New Testament reading is Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 24.
Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that, when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. Tychicus, the dear brother and faithful servant in the Lord, will tell you everything so that you also may know how I am and what I am doing. I am sending him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are and that he may encourage you. Peace to the brothers and sisters, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with an undying love.
It's dangerous to be ineffective because of faulty or missing equipment. Now would be a good time for an inspection of your spiritual armor. Have you put on the full armor of God? Is every piece in place? Are you covered from head to toe? If not, consult your omnipotent supplier in general. He has everything you need for spiritual victory. In fact, he is everything you need.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.